you mentioned Neil Aspin, he's banned his players from wearing gloves in first team games. He said it's okay in training because it's pretty nippy out there, as it is here today in Accrington. Would you do a similar thing? Can you understand where he's coming from? He says, I want them to run around more. Does that make a difference?
So it doesn't get colder on my stadium. Well, not as cold as sand. Well, I never knew the distinction. Listen, Easter their own, some people ban air coloured boots, don't they? I try to do it. It's amazing. It's too hard to police, to be honest. My own taking it. When we're having practice games and when we're doing shape and training, we tell the players not to wear hats because you head the ball in the game. So that would affect how you head the ball, but and you can't wear a hat during the game. Well, to the best of my knowledge, I don't know. I suppose you could, because Effie Sodgie wore a bandana for years. Didn't I don't know, but my own opinion is players should be as comfortable as they can. Mm. When they're playing, if that means wearing gloves, that means wearing gloves. I said, they could wear a polar neck and a snorkel if they perform. I don't care what they look like.
You and Jimmy would never have worn gloves in your day, would you?
I have to confess that I once wore an Aran jumper under my top. So, and my dad called me Nesh. I remember the only gloves I could find when I played for Southport was a pair of bin man's gloves. that I'd found in the council yard that I used to work in. And I put them on one day and scored and celebrated by waving them like, what's his name? Al Jolson. I waved to the fans like Al Jolson because they were white bin men's gloves. So that was a moment that stands out because I actually scored when I did it. So.